Dust off your boots and grab your cowboy hats, because the Midwest Horse Fair is about to get a whole lot wilder as five cowboys and five cowgirls will compete in the Top Hand Challenge. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Pam Bound, the chair of the competition, says this is a competition of grit, showcasing a range of speed, roping, and precision, all for $5,000 in cash.
The Top Hand Challenge is an event designed to showcase the talent of the rider and the horse. They're going to compete in a multiple of five events, same horse, same rider, all timed. Everything is timed. It's not a judged event. The horse and rider with the fastest time on five rounds is crowned your champion.
So who is competing then? Did they have to qualify for it? Where are they from? Kind of give me an overview of just who is doing this.
Okay, yes, they had to qualify, and we took the top five guys and the top five ladies came. And this year it's something exciting. It's our second year. We actually have a pair of brothers in the top five and a mother-daughter in the ladies division. And the mother came in ranked number one.
So take me through what specific tasks then are they actually competing in? You mentioned there's five different ones between the horse and them. Take me through what they're doing.
Okay, the first event they'll be all be doing is the breakaway roping. They have to rope the calf with a bell collar catch around the neck, and then the rope breaks away and the time stops. That's event number one. Event number two is pole bending. They have to weave their horses up and back through a series of six poles. Again, fastest time wins. Every pole knocked over is a 5-second penalty. The third event is steer stopping. They have to rope the steer with horns around the neck or a half a head or slick horns and stop the movement, forward movement of the steer. The fourth event is heeling. The head ropes are already on the steer of a partner of their choosing. Once the steer has crossed a certain place in the arena, it will be turned, and the rider then is to rope one or two, optimum is two, hind feet. If they only rope one hind foot, it is a 5-second penalty. There's also barriers in the roping events. If they leave too soon, they get a 10-second penalty. And the final event, which makes it super exciting, is the barrel racing. And they go around three barrels, either to the left barrel first and make two right turns, or the right barrel first and two left turns. And then we will add all the scores together. If somebody misses in the breakaway, they get one shot at catching the calf. In the steer stopping, they get two chances, and in the heeling, they get two chances. But if they miss, then it is a 75-second penalty added to their time. You know, we're following, you know, as far as the rules go, we follow the rules of the Professional Rodeos Association, but it's very easy to watch and understand, and the announcers will keep you posted. The bios will be read on everybody. The big screen will keep you posted on it, and just make sure you get here in time to watch it, because it'll go fast.
So it sounds like this is pretty intense. These people have been working very hard to get to be here to the top five. So take me through maybe just what they have done to prepare.
Well, they went through a qualifying series, and you know, luckily the weather's breaking, so they're practicing roping all the time, practicing their barrel racing and pole bending, but probably putting the biggest emphasis on they're roping. They are, every single contestant is a highly accomplished roper. So none of these are that you would see at a barrel race on weekends. So the pole bending and the barrel racing is something foreign to them, but they're very comfortable with their horsemanship skills and their horses that they have chosen to use in this event. So it's definitely a teamwork between the rider and the horse. And then, of course, we're going to have, like I said, that friendly competition of the mother-daughter. And the daughter's coming in ranked fourth, and she is an all-around standout in high school rodeo. Everybody that's coming into this is quite recognized in their specialties. Three of them are great calf ropers, the team ropers, but they all are good ropers. This year, it's all Wisconsin. And one of our girls that came in second is a repeat finalist. And one of the guys in the men's side is also a repeat finalist. So that's exciting. We have a national high school rodeo champion breakaway roper in there. We have Wisconsin all-around cowboy and Minnesota Rodeo Association all-around. So it'll be exciting. It'll be very fast-paced. We changed the arena 5 times in less than an hour.
What is at stake then for the winner? You know, is it the bragging rights in case you're the brother-brother or the mother-daughter? Or really, what do they get for being the top dog?
Okay, that's good. Every one of them is guaranteed a check coming in. First place gets the coveted buckle, the bragging rights, and $1,000. Second place is $600 and a prize. Third is $400. Fourth is $300, and fifth place is $200. Plus, Farm and Fleet is donating gift cards to them. There's also horse fair jackets, vests, merchandise. They are all guaranteed a check before we ever start. Just, it's up to them how big the check is.
When is this going to be taking place, and how can the general public come and watch and cheer their favorite Wisconsinites on?
Okay, it's at 1 o'clock. The competition starts on Sunday. It's no extra admission. It comes with your pass to get into the horse fair for your daily admission, general seating. So come and get your seat. We'll be at both end of the arenas, so anywhere in the Coliseum is a good place to sit.
How do you think this top hand challenge really helps to promote horsemanship and just the Western heritage and the industry in general?
Well, it's a little bit of the everyday work of a cowboy life. I mean, when you're ranching or whatever, roping is a huge part of it. Moving cattle, doctoring cattle, and horsemanship has played such a thing with the horse fair offering. So many clinicians, whatever, people are really stepping up their game to become better horsemen, better horsewomen, and this gets to showcase the versatility, and not only that, the versatility of their equine athletes.
And now the top five for each have been chosen already. It's going to be happening on Sunday, as you mentioned, but looking even forward to next year, if somebody's interested in participating, how do they go about that, or how do they even know what to do to be qualified?
Well, this is the second year. It's not the second year in a row. We skipped a year. So we're hoping that the horse fair wants us back and do it again. And then there'll be notices put out for the qualifiers, which are at Showtime Arena, to pick our people to come here and go so we can give you the best show, out there on the dirt.
That was Pam Bound, chair of the Top Hand Challenge at the Midwest Horse Fair. She added that the Top Hand Challenge is more than just a competition. It's a celebration of horsemanship, camaraderie, and the enduring spirit of the Wild West. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.